Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. So this is where we're at. We're at that stage of the World Series where you already have the news anchors, you know, like wearing Red Sox T-shirts and hats and stuff.
Well, why wouldn't they?
You've already got that.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Time.
So 7 News is running a live helicopter shot of the Red Sox players boarding their plane at Logan. You got the hovering helicopter shot
is.
Of guys going
it's
up
the
stairs,
big story, Dale.
Going up the steps. And, oh, look!
What do you want me to do?
Is that Eivaldi?
There he is.
Can you help me out?
Is he got a belly button ring? What is he doing? Does he have one? Does he not
Chris
have
Sale
one?
Look okay?
Probably not.
Probably
he has not been great. He's kind of going through some stuff right now.
I mentioned Mike's pastries earlier. Maybe we could get a box sent over.
He could use some food, maybe. Just anything.
A couple of calories into Chris Sale's system.
Anything you got for him. Yeah, I would say so.
But that's where we're at because you're now 2 wins away from a World Series championship. Game 3 tomorrow night. Game 4 Saturday night.
So Saturday.
There will not be a Game 5, according to Keith. So.
Like 11:33 p.m. on Saturday. You can pop some champagne. How are you going to celebrate the World Series, Dale? What are you going to do when they win on Saturday night?
I'll be working.
Oh boy, that late?
Well, no. Yeah, I'll be home. No, I'll be home by the time it
Dale's
ends.
Dale's so sad that they didn't move the game. I'm surprised you haven't brought that up again today. If I was waiting for it.
No, I mentioned the reason why it won't happen.
I know. I understand.
If the game was at Fenway,
yes,
then the city would say, "Hey, come on, you can't
come
have
on,
these
guys,
two things
it's not
going
fair
on."
To the fans,
the
not
game's
fair.
In L.A.
Yeah,
and oh, by the way, Hockey Night in Canada has Bruins Canadians as one of their telecasts, so they're not moving it. I wish they would, but
what did you think of David Price last night?
I think David Price, the last couple of times, has sort of made
all of a sudden
Little Rich Keefe sad.
I don't know why he would make Little Rich Keefe sad.
Because Little Rich Keefe spent most of his career killing the guy.
Little Rich Keefe is a big fan of the Red Sox, so Little Rich Keefe is excited that the Red Sox are winning. Little Rich Keefe was also just looking at the previous history of David Price in the postseason, which was terrible. Let's not forget, Dale, that he had a start where he went an inning and 2/3 this postseason. So these last two starts, he has been great, but he was winless prior to that.
Notice how easy it was to get Little Rich Keefe to speak in the third person.
Well, you brought up Little Rich Keefe. I'm just bringing that up.
I know.
He's been really good. I still stand by this, and I'm sure this side of the argument is losing people by the day, but I don't think he's going to opt out, but I still want him to. And the reason is he's 33 years old. He has been on the team for 3 years. He has 4 more years left. He went over 200 innings year one. Not a great year. We know how it ended. The playoffs, it was bad. Year two, he was fighting through injuries. Then this year, he still wasn't a 200-inning pitcher. And I don't know if you're really going to get your $33 or $32 million a year out of him for the next 4 years. And that's understanding that he may have gotten this playoff obstacle. He may have jumped over that. But I just think of a pitcher in their mid-30s. You know, the Red Sox were kind of right in that regard when they were saying that before. Not that they should have lowballed Lester, but the idea that these guys, you sign them to these monster contracts, they are pretty bad by the end.
Yeah.
And they're nowhere
near
as good
as they were.
By the
way, that's everybody, it seems.
Everybody.
I mean, does anyone at the end of the deal, you go, whoa, that was worth every dime of that.
Yeah, there's few guys. I mean, Ortiz, there's few guys were at the end. But pitchers specifically, and I just think they have so many guys that they're going to need to sign. And I know they're the Red Sox and they can afford to do it, but Mookie Betts, what is he going to make, $40 million a year in a few years?
He might.
Like, it might be something crazy like that. So I would still prefer that he
will
moves
he be
on.
The best player who got away, whoever got away? If that ultimately happens and the Yankees give him $40 million a year, some other team, the Dodgers give him $40 million a year.
The best player to walk away
to get
free
away.
Agency, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because who are the other candidates right now?
I mean, Johnny Damon went away.
Ellsbury was awful when he left. He's terrible.
Yeah, and the Yankees are still regretting the contract.
Yeah, no, I think it would.
Pedro was not. We knew Pedro was going to be good for a year or two.
Yeah.
We also knew that by the end of it, not so good, and he wasn't.
No, he would be the guy for sure that I think they're going to have to throw a lot of money at. And so we'll see what happens. I mean, David Price is gaining fans. I mean, he just won a World Series game, which did not seem all that likely. Even as far back as this postseason, like when he started game two against the Yankees, you're like, oh my God, here we go again. But the last two, you know, the sixth inning performance against Houston, where actually he was even sharper than the six innings last night. But that was really good to see. I just think four more years at $31, $32, $33 million. If you could get out of that contract, I think the Red Sox would want to.
The question is, if the Red Sox finish this off, win two more games, come home from Los Angeles sporting the trophy, we rev up the duck boats for next week and all that stuff, does David Price go, yeah, you know, I was thinking about opting out, but A, it's a lot of money, and B, I really like this now.
I think he's in.
I think he stays.
I think he's staying. And I think even if he struggled, as long as it wasn't as bad as that ALDS start, I think he probably would have stayed anyway. Like, the reality is, that's just so much money. And he loves his teammates.
And they love him, by the way.
He loves the manager. Right. It's a shared love.
He is a very popular player in the clubhouse.
So
I know that some boggles some fans' minds.
It's surprising. But so is John Lackey. And that was also confusing. Because John Lackey would actually show up teammates on the field. Price doesn't do that. But, yeah, he's very well liked. I think he'll be back. Plus, you win a World Series and things obviously change.
Not that this is a big surprise. It's sort of what we expected. Red Sox PR has tweeted out that Red Sox manager Alex Cora and Game 3 starter Rick Porcello will be available in the interview room at Dodger Stadium this afternoon.
There we go.
We kind of knew that was.
Yeah, we did.
As soon as we saw Nathan Eovaldi pitch in back-to-back games in Games 1 and 2, you knew, best-case scenario, he's your Game 4 guy.
I hope that he still is the Game 4 guy, because I wasn't sure what they were going to do last night. Then you see Eovaldi get up in the pen again. You're like, oh, here we go. But yeah, Kelly, Eovaldi, Kimbrel closing it out. Each guy faced the minimum for those. I mean, that was as smooth of a seventh, eighth, ninth as you're going to find.
At this point, you know, we're talking about would Mookie become the best player who got away? And he would.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He would take John Lester's place then, right?
Yes, John Lester would be the leader right
He'd
now.
He'd be the guy right now where you'd say that, you know, that was the one.
Because even my guy Manny got traded. Right. He didn't walk away
and
in free
agency. By the way,
John Lester
couldn't get rid of him quick enough.
No, they wanted to get rid of him.
Although, oh, yeah, badly.
He hit like 500 for the Dodgers that half season.
Manny Wood!
He was unbelievable. But yeah,
I don't know if he had any, you know, vitamins and supplements going there.
Yeah, he's probably the only one doing it.
Yeah, good point. He's probably the only guy who got caught twice.
No, there's probably been other guys, right, in the history of baseball?
I don't know if anybody's had the 50 game and then the 100 game suspension.
Yeah, I think there's somebody.
It's a small group.
But he's the best of the best.
Well, he is the best of the group.
Yeah, that's true.
617-779-7937. Brian's in Vermont. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering what you guys thought of. Has Cora kind of made it Kingsler at second, and Brock Holt's not going to sniff the field?
Well, I'll tell you what, in the National League, it gives you a lot of opportunities to make subs. So I think
a lot of pinch hitting things, a lot of, you know, double switch things.
I do think they like Devers Kinsler right now at third and second.
Devers would be my third baseman every game.
Yeah, I think so. But again, when the pitcher comes up, you know, Holt will hit, and then depending on what they want to do with the lineup, maybe he stays in. Devers has been making some plays at third. I still feel a little bit more comfortable with Holt at third late in a close game than Devers, but I bet in the National Park.
I'll say this: your third baseman was nails yesterday.
No, that's what I'm saying.
He made about five really nice plays.
Yeah,
or maybe we're grading on a curve. He made five throws that actually went directly to the glove of the first baseman.
I was gonna say they didn't have to do the splits. They didn't have to catch it on three hops like a Nunez
Steve
throw.
Steve Pierce wasn't going. Oh
no,
man, does that hurt?
No, didn't have to do that at all. Those guys looked a lot better. But yeah. Just the National League rules alone are going to allow for a lot more substitutions. And since Holt can play every spot, he was a good pinch hitter this year. You know, when the pitcher's spot comes up in the order, I would expect Brock Holt to be one of the first guys off the bench.
He'll get a pinch hitting appearance.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's necessarily going to get a chance to play in the field, because he might not.
Right.
Patrick's on the cell phone. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Just wanted to touch base. You know, it's just it's incredible how this team is pulled together, you know, going into the postseason. You know, all our worries about the bullpen and David Price, you know, we really needed these guys to come through for us, and it's you know, not want to say we haven't gotten much help from Chris Sale, but, you know, we've had a lot of the success with Sale, you know, not really being Chris Sale right now.
Yeah, that really is the most surprising
thing.
And
the fact that you're, what are you now, 12-2 or something in the playoffs?
Yeah, 9-2.
Seven, yeah, 9-2 in the playoffs, and Chris Sale hasn't been Chris Sale yet.
No.
Exactly. And also, you know, going into L.A., I just, you know, I'm kind of hoping, I know J.D. rolled his ankle the other day, so him being in the outfield, I'm kind of hoping that doesn't affect him in any way.
No, it's a good call. That's something that I wonder how that's feeling right now, because he didn't look right.
He does not. He doesn't feel well.
No. So,
but you got to kind of play him in the outfield anyway, because you can't take that bat out.
No, you can't. And maybe he doesn't finish all the games, but if you can get a lead, he gets three at-bats or so, you have a lead, you can take him out, you can go with Bradley, have your good defensive outfield, and go from there.
I got a text from a friend who said the Clements departure was worse than the Lester departure. Now, Lester technically was traded.
Yeah.
But we know that he was traded because they weren't going to sign him. And
yeah, Clemens, and then especially because he pitched so many years in the division with both the Blue Jays.
Glaring
and,
up at Dan Duquette when he's leaving the mound at Fenway.
Yeah, that's a good one because he won a lot of Cy Youngs after he left. So, yeah.
Again, we go back to the Manny Ramirez question.
I don't care about that stuff.
I got you.
Please.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. (617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. David Price gets the big win last night. Looks like the good David Price. We've seen it in back-to-back outings now. And we've talked about how this year, maybe more than any time he's ever been in a Red Sox uniform, he seems to have said most of the right things and, you know, at least handled that part of it in a different way.
Well, after the beginning of the year.
Right.
He got that out of the way with all of the Fortnite stuff and all the cats and dogs and grass. And we're like, oh, boy, like, what is happening
here? He was trying to be open and honest with you, Keith.
I didn't like it. But then it got better. It did. He started to say more of the, you know, when he was talking about he knows how important the playoffs are. You know, if he goes 33-0 with a 0 ERA, but then gets shelled in the playoffs, it doesn't matter. And you're like,
allergies
okay.
is something I've always had to battle.
See?
And whether it's fresh cut grass or cats or found I'm allergic to dogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's
poor
a lot.
Astro.
That's
bad
a lot
news for Astro.
No,
huh?
I know it is. Astro's dad going to have to, you know, find another place for him.
So last night, after his sparkling six-inning performance, and I know we're
sparkling?
Overstating it somewhat, but let's be honest. In this day and age, that's
six
pretty
innings.
Good. Yeah,
it's what Iron Man.
It's like, what are we doing here?
Let the bullpen get some.
So he had an opportunity to visit with the man with the bow tie, Ken Rosenthal, and again, saying the right stuff.
Little Ken.
David, back-to-back wins in the postseason. You had that difficult fourth. They took a 2-1 lead. How did you regroup?
Just continue to make pitches. I made a lot of pitches in that fourth inning. They had some really good at-bats, got off some good pitches, put some good swings on balls, and these guys picked me up just like they have all year long, so that was huge.
You said in game four of the ALCS, warming up in the bullpen, you found something. Since then, two brilliant performances. What has changed?
I have. You know, it's just I take a lot of pride in being able to evolve from pitch to pitch or day to day or game to game, whatever it is, you know, just being able to make adjustments on the fly, and it's paid off.
You've been through a lot in the postseason. You had the crowd on your side tonight. How gratifying is this moment for you?
It feels good. It definitely feels good. But like I said before this playoffs happened, I'd rather go winless and we win a World Series and me go, you know, 4-5-0 and we lose. So, you know, we're playing good baseball right now. That's a very good team over there, so we need to go to L.A. and not make it come back to Boston.
All the right stuff.
Say you like the fans. It's okay to say you like the fans. How great was it? The fans are behind you. Yeah, you know, we go 5-1-5 as long as we win. Like, no, he can't do it. He won't say anything nice about the fans. Another opportunity. That was another softball for him. Be like, hey, we have the best fans in baseball. It's such an easy thing to say. You don't even have to mean it. But he won't go there still.
Obviously, I was not at the park for game one or last night either. But my understanding from people who were there is that when the team was being introduced, Price got like the second biggest ovation Probably to Alex Cora.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they seem to be...
That's coming off that brilliant performance in game five.
Well, they understand the guy had never done it before. And so they knew what had happened. It's also funny, you know, Rosenthal referencing how he found something pitching in the bullpen or warming up in game four. When he was warming up, it felt like for an hour and a half, at least something good came from that. Because you're like, are they going to use him in this game?
And he's then got a lather going out there.
Yeah, Kimbrel ended up going a couple innings, but you're wondering, were they going to see David Price in that game?
You said in game four of the ALCS, warming up in the bullpen, you found something.
For two
Since
hours.
Since then, two brilliant performances. What has changed?
So... Cora gets credit for that, too.
keep throwing till you find something.
No, you'll figure it out. Just get up again and keep throwing. We're probably not going to use you, but just figure it out, and you'll start tomorrow, and you'll be ready to go.
You know what it was, right?
What was that?
When he kicked the fence.
You think so? He kicked the fence, and they're like, uh-oh. It, like, reset everything. It's like in movies when somebody has amnesia, and then they get knocked in the head again. Boom. Memory back.
It's like Mel Gibson popping his shoulder back in and Lethal Weapon.
Mel Gibson?
Remember that? Wasn't it Mel Gibson?
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know, that's what he did. He popped his shoulder back in. He kicked the fence and everything went, whoa.
And there you go. Now he's good again. So there you go. I don't know if you'll see him again in this series. Maybe he'll pitch the eighth inning of game four. Maybe that'll be the only other time that you see David Price. Unless they think Sale's good enough to do that, but I doubt it.
And would you have him throw an inning in a game five? If you're saying, if we need him for game six, I don't want him out there throwing tonight.
It's funny, you know, against the Yankees, they were saying, hey, we're going to close it out now and we're going to bring in Sale. And you're saying, well, who's your starter going to be? And they definitely take it game to game and they try to win that specific game. So if they have a 3-0 lead or a 3-1 lead,
they're going to be trying to put it away.
I think so. Yeah. They're not saying,
we'll worry about tomorrow.
That's what it seems like their plan has been this whole postseason. And it's obviously been working for them.
Back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Jim's in Melrose. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thanks, Jim.
I was at last night's game, and I have a question because obviously I wasn't watching the broadcast. But before I just mention that, great that you have a female producer.
Yes.
Hope you do more of that.
Yes, we would like to.
How does that affect you at all?
I just think it's good to have diversity. I really like it.
It's great.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, so with Price, I thought he was – they had like a little monitor up where we were back in the grandstand, and it looked like he throws some ungodly pitches that, you know, maybe it was humanly impossible for that umpire to recognize it and call it a strike, where the pitch sort of cut the front of the plate.
Yep.
And then, so Price talked to him after the inning ended. What did the broadcaster say? What was going on?
They just sort of. I mean, he was getting squeezed, I feel like.
I thought he was.
I don't remember what they said. I remember them showing on video Price. It was like after the third and after the fourth, he went and kind of talked to the umpire afterwards. Wasn't freaking out or anything, but just went and had a few words.
No, you can't do that.
Obviously
because,
not.
You know, I'm sure it's – I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. It's along the lines of, did that seem outside to you? Did that look low to you?
They did reference on the broadcast.
There's a way to put it so that you're saying, that wasn't low!
Yeah, like what are we doing? They said it was kind of a hitter's strike zone. I think it was for both. But then every once in a while, you'd see that little box that they have up on the screen, and Price would be, you know, just inside it, or, you know, they looked like strikes, and they weren't getting them. And then every once in a while, there'd be a ball or two outside of the zone, and they would get them. And you're like, well, all right, like at least be consistent. Like that was the biggest problem last night, is it wasn't consistent.
We need Joe West.
Joe West is the man back there.
Joe West's consistency calls with the strike zone.
Calls the game. He did have a lot of pitches where they would show the overhead and it would hit the top corner and then it would go like into the batter's box a little bit. You're like, that's a strike.
That's what it's supposed to
do. Call it a strike, please.
Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter.
Dylan. Hi, Dale. How Keith?
What's up?
I think Joe Kelly has been the best reliever in the playoffs, and I really hope they sign him next year. I think Craig Kimbrel's gone. He's going to cost too much money. I think Joe Kelly's, you know, he's not going to cost that much money. And I think his postseason performance, I think I'd like to see him in the seventh, eighth, or maybe even the closer role. I mean, the guy throws 100. You know, maybe he's gotten over that hump. But I'd really like to see him sign next year.
Yeah, I don't really care, to be honest.
I guess the question is, if you assume Craig Kimbrell's going to go.
He is.
If you do,
he's gone. I think so.
You know, and you're now trying to decide. Okay, who's going to be the closer? The candidates would be you re-sign Joe Kelly, you make him the closer. Ryan Brazier, Matt Barnes. Aren't those the
yeah, because Nathan Eovaldi is a free
without
agent.
Going out and finding somebody
yeah,
out there
which
somewhere.
I think is what they'll probably do. I think Nathan Eovaldi is going to get starter money by somebody, but you can see how effective he is in the pen. I don't know why you'd want to get all caught up in Joe Kelly. They've had Joe Kelly for a while. Now all of a sudden he's going to be their closer.
Well, he's had a couple of nice days.
Here's a quick exercise, Dale.
Okay.
Joe Kelly ERAs by month. Are you listening? Are
sure.
you sitting
That's
down?
That's why we're here.
April, 0.
That's pretty
May,
good.
May, 0.63.
Really good.
June, 8.31. July, 8.38. August, 1.42.
Yay.
September, 8.31. October, 1.23. He's good right now. He's not going to be good all the time. He's Joe Kelly. Ride it while it's hot, but just be prepared for him to get absolutely shelled or not find the plate. He'll walk guys with the best of them.
Maybe he's found something.
He found, yeah?
I don't know. We're saying that
well,
for
hopefully
price.
He doesn't lose it. Hopefully he doesn't. He found it. Hang on to it.
Keep it, you know, within your grasp for at least the next couple of nights.
Now, if he's cheap, I don't mind bringing him back and having him as part of the group. I'm okay with that. But to rely on Joe Kelly, you can't do that. No, thank you.
They're probably going to have to find a closer.
Yeah, because Kimbrel is making, I think, $13 million this year. And despite some of the really shaky moments, he's looked really good the last couple of times. He's gotten a million saves in this postseason. He's going to go somewhere for big money. He's not going to take a pay cut. He's going to make big money by somebody. And I don't think it should be the Red Sox. I don't want to pay him more than $13 million for a number of years.
Paul's in New Hampshire. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up, Paul?
I have a couple of questions, and they may sound rather dumb to you. I'm not too sure.
Try us.
But why has the Dodgers held back some of these supposedly good hitters that they're saying is going to take, they're going to take, when they go back to Los Angeles, they're going to do really well?
Well, I think the problem here, well, and I'll tell you what, I think the question is legitimate. I think that Dave Roberts has taken the analytics to the nth degree.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They've got a lefty pitcher. Well, I can't have a lefty hitter up there.
Yeah.
Even though my lefty hitters might be better. You guys got to sit
his
over
mind
here.
A little bit. Yeah.
Where we, you know, I think that Alex Cora has said, all right, I'm playing Andrew Benintendi. Or, you know what? I'm going to let Rafael Devers start the game.
I'm sticking with Brazier at certain times, or I'm sticking with the pitcher or the hitter or whatever else it is.
I do think that Roberts has maybe taken the analytic information, whatever the Dodgers have provided him, and he's just become locked into it. It's like, they got a lefty, I got to have a righty up here.
I also wonder, so who are their great hitters, though? And I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm just, Manny Machado.
Well, he's their best hitter.
The other guys, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess Justin Turner can be good at times. Max Muncy, I know, hit a lot of home runs. But their lineup, to me, it's not, here's Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, George Springer, Marwin Gonzalez, Carlos Correa, or Aaron Judge, or Carlos Stanton. Like, the Red Sox have already faced two teams with much better lineups.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
It's huge, you know, just to, this is the biggest stage, you know, in baseball. You know, there's no other stage that's going to be bigger than, you know, pitching in a World Series game unless it's game seven of the World Series. So, you know, to be able to do that, you know, that's, that feels good for sure. You know, I'm pumped for myself, pumped for all my teammates and coaches, for us to be two wins away and up 2-0 right now in the World Series. That's a good feeling.
Game two winning pitcher, David Price, last
night.
That's
right.
They are on an airplane right now. I know because I saw Channel 7 showed me them walking up
you
the
had
stairs
to see it.
Going into the plane.
Well, if we were
going to
track Daisuke Matsuzaka's flight from Japan,
Lord.
I think we should probably track these guys heading out to game three.
I've told this story before, and at the risk of repeating this, I went to Tokyo with them, okay? And we go to Tokyo. And we land after 17 hours, but we land. And, you know, you clear customs and immigration. You do all that stuff. And you come through these doors, sort of like at the international terminal here at Logan. You come through the doors out into the public area.
Right.
And I've got my stuff. I'm coming through the doors. And as I open the doors, it's like bedlam. Everybody's yelling, screaming, cameras, microphones. What I don't know is Dice K is right behind
me. Oh, you got to get out of there. Yeah, they're there.
And it was like Elvis had come home. And this was the biggest deal in Tokyo that he was coming back as a member of the Red Sox.
He was a big deal.
It was just my misfortune. I didn't even know he was behind me. No. I'm walking through the doors, you know, like 3 feet in front of Dice K.
I mean, that's World and Series Rockets. Winner, Dice K Matsuzaka.
And Rockets was with him, too. That was probably a big deal.
Oh, yeah. People were excited about that.
I don't remember her name, but I know that they called her Rockets.
Okay.
Good nickname. I don't know why. Just saying.
It's a little disrespectful, but that's fine.
I didn't make up the nickname.
I'm not saying you did.
It was my fault.
So
that was the time where the media was covering a guy coming off a plane.
Right. Now,
today, we've got helicopter shots showing them going up the stairs onto their charter flight. Headed for California.
Two more games this season, though. Pretty exciting. What a year.
You are just are doubling down on this
thing. Why not?
There's nothing that shows you're going to be wrong yet.
No. In fact, you know, Porcello goes tomorrow against Buehler, who hasn't been great in the postseason. Actually, neither have been great. You know, Buehler, though, is ERA in the mid-fives. And then if it's Nathan Eovaldi in game four, I mean, I think you can put all your chips in the middle and say, here we go. This guy's been lights out.
Wonder how long he can go.
That's a good question. I don't know what this
is. It's going to be one of those. You know, give me everything you got for four innings, and we'll piece it together after that.
Yeah, I mean, weren't you surprised that he picked back-to-back games?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was, because I thought maybe they'd flip him and Porcello.
Do we overstate this stuff? I mean, it happens.
Probably.
You know, okay,
anything
he threw
that we say.
13 pitches. Whoa, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I know, but pitchers are... They either are babies or they're coddled by the manager and the pitching coach.
They are treated like babies.
They are, right. Yes. They either are they themselves, or they're at least treated, even if they don't want to be, they're treated like that. So the whole idea of, all right, why don't you warm up in the pen, then go into a major league game and pitch, even for an inning, it is a little unorthodox. You don't necessarily see a guy be the setup man in game one and two and then start game four. Not saying it's impossible, but it is a little rare. You know, they didn't do that. He didn't go back to back games before, and neither did Rick Porcello as far as back to back eighth inning appearances.
And obviously, you know, this is the time of year where, in a best case scenario, you got two games left. You know, we're going to extend guys. We're going to ask you to do more, but you know, give us two more really good games, and then you got several months off.
You know what this sets up too is Nathan Eovaldi, who you and I have both said has been their best player in the playoffs. If he starts game four and pitches really well, he might be the MVP. He might be the MVP of the World Series if he is a part of three wins. Now he still has to go out there and do the hardest part, which is a really good start. But he had a really good start against New York, a really good start against Houston. So if he finishes that with, let's say, a six inning performance and they win combined with the relief outings, he may be the World Series MVP.
I think what was the TV numbers for Game One? It was like a 36, something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
I have not seen. I have not. I don't think Chris has tweeted them out. Because Curtis is always good at finding that stuff.
After you smacked him around a little bit?
Yeah, well. So I have not seen the numbers. Our guess was they were only going to go up, right?
33.7.
Oh, went down?
So they went down. I don't know why. The Kershaw effect? I don't know.
Wow, that does surprise me.
Yeah, you would think, but maybe, I don't know what it is. What were they up against? Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I don't know.
SmackDown?
Riverdale?
No, not SmackDown.
No, Wednesday. Riverdale was on. Maybe that was
it. What?
Kieferdale?
Exactly.
No, Kieferdale's the name of the segment. Riverdale's the name of the show.
When is that? What segment is that?
It's when I convinced Dale that he needs to watch Riverdale.
Dale, what do you feel here?
I like the name, but other than that.
All right, we'll create an open for it, Rossi. We'll do that at some point.
Kind of workshop something.
That'll be a really good after baseball season segment. We can't get to it last night. I didn't watch it last night either because the baseball was on.
All right, so next week.
Yes, next week. I got to catch up on a few episodes. It'll be good. You'll be watching that thing in no time.
I actually don't even think I hit the last channel button last night.
No, there was nothing to go to.
There was nowhere to go.
Actually, Halloween was on AMC, so I was dipping into that a little bit.
I just sat there.
No, it really, yeah.
Tweeting
there was
angrily
else.
At people.
There's no Bruins. There's no Celtics. Yeah, you were. Just slamming drinks
hey,
and firing
honey,
up tweets.
Honey, another glass of Merlot. Bradford in my sights.
Very classy. Dale's drinking wine as he tweets to people angrily.
That was a good fight.
When's Bradford on? He's on every day. So when's he on today? Six?
I don't know if he's on today.
What? Oh, he gets a maybe traveling. Travel day for Bradford.
When does the WEEI.com private jet take off?
Oh, it's got to be
I believe any
minute now.
Seven?
Okay.
So it's only Bradfo and Tomasi on the jet, right?
What about OMF?
My sources were telling me this morning.
Oh, those guys maybe
they already left.
Well, I talked to Rob as he was getting on a plane. That was about 6:30 this morning.
Oh,
so
right. Wow.
Call you at home and just check in?
Yeah, just
hey,
check
Lucy,
in.
Hey, Lucy, I'm leaving now.
Well, he checked in and then he asked me about the tweets that you tweeted.
He's asking
Get over it, Rob. For the love of God,
Dale Whisperer? You're supposed to know why I'm drunk tweeting at Rob Bradford? How does that work?
Just because somebody tweets at somebody else doesn't mean there needs to be a drag him in the streets fight.
By the way,
I don't understand this.
The fact that Rob Bradford didn't understand, I was just telling you who the pitcher was. Yeah, I hadn't seen you put a GIF in a pitching change tweet before, Rob. Wonder why that is.
That's all he was doing. Then he gets all, because he's waiting for like a fight of some sort.
That's what he was doing?
I guess. I don't know.
See, I get down with this. I like all this.
You get down with what?
Fight. Like the in, like people
infighting?
No, the people.
Well, then you're working at the right place.
Well done.
I know.
Good career path for you, Jason.
Well, then, if that was my case, I am in a good spot. And quite the opposite.
Anyway,
but I like that. Like when Rob puts something out there,
yeah, Dale responds. Like, somebody on the Twitter, go for it, go nuts.
Keith, I think that's your goal for Game 3.
I already had my. I already won my Twitter battle with Keith.
No,
Law,
but within
that
the
coward,
station,
that absolute loser. What do you mean? The station. I get along with everybody here. Swimming.
I know that's the point. Like, so if Mutt says something, you just respond to it, just to see.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds like homework. I'm not doing it.
It's an assignment.
What if I just tweet puppet GIFs when Josh Gordon scores a touchdown?
That's just for Keith.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I don't know if I need to really get in Twitter fights.
It doesn't have to be a fight. I just need Twitter interaction.
All right, fine. I interacted with you. I retweeted one of your tweets last night.
Yeah, nailed it.
Jason D. Rossi had a really good tweet about the Prudential Building.
They made a mistake last night.
They did.
Yeah, that was rather ham-handed the way you tried to change it to something I said on the air yesterday.
Yeah, it was a callback to the show. So listeners, they would have understood that.
I couldn't do that to the show account because we get in trouble when you do that.
Is that right?
Yeah, we can do GIFs.
They get a little touchy about
corporate.
All that stuff.
Yeah, corporate.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate maybe after
no,
me
you're
now
okay.
Because my Rob Bradford stuff. My Rob Bradford
accounts.
Hot takes.
Show accounts and not personal.
Oh, yeah,
ones.
It's my own account.
Show accounts. Okay.
Screw you, Rob. I mean, just go right after
keep it going. Maybe one of the great rivalries of our time. Magic Bird.
I got to go back to this.
Ali Foreman.
Yeah. Rob
Dale
and Dale.
Rob.
It's a bloodbath. Two men enter one.
What, last Saturday?
No, this coming Saturday.
Okay,
game
this
four.
Saturday.
Game four.
Yep, the clincher. Got my champagne on ice.
Yeah, okay. Why wouldn't you start Chris Sale on normal rest?
Because he's not very good right now.
Yeah, but you're using Nathan Eovaldi like maybe you're planning on using Chris Sale.
Because Nathan Eovaldi is great and Chris Sale isn't right now.
But the fact that you're using Eovaldi sort of leads me to believe that the manager is saying, Chris Sale's going in game four on normal rest.
Wait, is that right?
Day, yeah.
It's
pitched
normal
Monday,
rest?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, I would give him the extra day. He couldn't even go on normal rest last round. Yeah, he had to go to the hospital, in fact, for a night. So I don't even know if Chris Sale starts game five, Dale, let alone game four. I'm not bringing him in early. I think if anything...
Well, it's not early, but...
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not, you know, as far as like the rotation is set up, I wouldn't do that. Now, if you're the Dodgers... You might think about Kershaw game four.
I would if I were them.
You know, especially if they're
not
facing
that he
elimination.
Was great either. But...
No, but come on, compared to Rich Hill.
All right,
like,
so
that's
let's
the
say
difference.
Let's say the Red Sox win Friday night.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
Do you have Kershaw, Chris Sale, round two?
Nope.
On
you have,
Saturday,
you have Eovaldi Kershaw, and Eovaldi's going to win.
What if he
and
uses
the World
what,
MVP.
Well, and that could change obviously if he's using Eovaldi in the eighth inning tomorrow night.
That would be a real surprise. But Cora's done a lot of things that have been a little surprising. I think you won't see him. I think you could see. So I still think Eovaldi starts game four. And then in that game, if you wanted to get one inning out of Chris Sale, I think that's possible. And just go for the jugular, go for the win right there, and then figure out game five when it's time for that. But yeah, he's got a lot of things up his sleeve here because it's also a whole lot easier to manage your bullpen when Kelly, Barnes, and Brazier are all effective. Like all of those
It's like
guys.
I don't even know who to use. They're all good.
They're all good. Like starter du jour, or the Rover. That's what they're calling it. The Rover combined with those three, and now Craig Kimbrell looks good again. You can use Rodriguez against the lefty. Like you're all set. You don't even have to use Hembry or Pomerantz. You don't have to see those guys.
617-779-7937. Alex is in Cranston. Hey, Alex.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm great. I just wanted to chime in on something. I know you were commenting about the Dodgers hitters early today. You mentioned Turner, Muncy, even Machado, obviously the best hitter right now. But I was thinking, I think people are underlooking Matt Kemp because, you know, he had the home run in the first game. He had that sack fly in the last game. I just think that our approach to him isn't as aggressive, I think, as it should be. But I do like you know how we're trying to handle Machado. We're not trying to pitch to him, but around him. I just want to think your opinion on Matt Kemp and what he can do in this series.
I mean, he hit a home run in game one, and I understand that. But, I mean, you're right. The only hitter, if I'm a Red Sox pitcher, the only guy who I'm not going to let beat me is Manny Machado. And by the way, scratch everything I just said about Chris Sale. They didn't play Monday, Tuesday. They played Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right, so dump that. I was going to say, Rossi, dump all that just because we don't need to get that out
there.
The
last 15 minutes
people.
Of the program.
Start now. Yeah, so probably Evaldi game four, Chris Sale in game five,
if there
is a game five. As far as Matt Kemp is concerned, I would say he had a really good bounce back year for him. Because remember how good he was? He had like a 2 or 3 year run where he was like an MVP candidate. He was really good. Then he kind of fell off the map. He left the Dodgers, went to a couple teams, went back to the Dodgers. He was actually an all-star this year, but he only played in two of the games in the NLDS. You know, last series in the NLCS against Milwaukee, hit 200. So far this series in two games, his only hit is the home run. I think he's more name value than anything else. I don't think he's that great anymore. I mean, as far as how do you pitch him, I'd just go right after him. I wouldn't worry about him.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I do follow this Twitter site called Football Zebras.
Football Zebras?
Yeah, and it's
is
all...
Is it about animals?
No, it's not about those. It's all about...
Safari?
NFL officials.
Oh, okay.
And they've got the assignments, and they've got the... And they just tweeted out, for the first time in the Super Bowl era...
Mm-hmm.
The NFL has fired an official in the middle of the season.
Hockley's kid?
No, they didn't. A down judge named Hugo Cruz.
Oh, he was terrible.
And they said, quote unquote, he was not maintaining a very high level of performance over a sustained period. And they fired him in the middle of the season, which normally it's like, I don't even know who this guy is.
Why do I care?
Are they
in a union?
They haven't done that once in the Super Bowl era. Where in the middle of a year, they said, you know what?
So he's a line judge?
You've got to go. It says down judge.
He's a down judge.
Down
he's doing
judge.
Such a
Hugo
poor job.
Cruz. And they just said, no, Hugo, you got to go.
Hugo, jeez. That guy's going to maybe sue the league like Angel Hernandez now.
I just found it weird. That
That is odd.
This is the guy that we're finally gonna fire somebody?
Yeah,
and
get him out of the game.
It doesn't involve Hockley's kid? Or
get him out of the game and things will look up.
Thank God we got rid of Hugo Cruz, who you couldn't pick out of a police lineup. Neither could I.
No chance.
But they fired him in the middle of the year.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, so is Mrs. Cruz,
yeah,
by the way.
I imagine.
Holidays just went down the tubes. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Right back to the calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.